City Council will come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Here.
Mr. Corley? Mr. Howe? Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McAllister? Mr. McElroy? Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Nine present.
Mr. McElroy, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. If everybody could be seated, we'll start the second night of public hearings. I'd ask everybody if they could to turn off all cell phones, which I did not do myself. So, and could I have a motion to open the public hearing? Made by Councilman Lattiser, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Public hearing stands open. The first order of business on the agenda is DPW administration.
Excuse me, Mr. President. If I
yes.
may. Last evening we had discussed EMA being put to the top of today's calendar. If there was no objection from my colleagues on the City Council.
Yes. I know the chief had been here all night yesterday. Who will be presenting the EMA?
The EMA budget can be found on page 33.
Good evening, Colonel Rick Rathbun, the Warwick Police Department. The city emergency management request for this year's budget is for the amount of $59,200. This is a 15.67% decrease from the current fiscal year's budget of $70,200. The budget includes a new line, item 34360, professional service. This has been added to account for payment of recently approved workforce software for both the fire department and police department, which will also supplement detail and assignments in emergency situations. Since taking over as EMA director last fall, I met with the mayor and chief of staff to discuss short and term planning for the city's EMA functions. This project request will focus on addressing and improving some communication needs in the event of an incident or an emergency for the city. I want to note, with the help of the fire department, specifically Assistant Chief Umbenhauer, there's been earnest momentum gained in the area of the city's emergency operations center, where designated workstation, phone lines, and department areas are now in place for use and activation of the center. We plan to continue on the progress made in preparedness, not just in response to weather events, but also in critical incidents, planned events, and emergencies involving multiple city departments or other city or state agencies or planned events. This is being realized currently in the planning for the day of the upcoming Gatsby Days Parade. This budget request does not include any non-contractual pay raises or benefit increases for myself as the director. As a staff of one, there are no vacancies in the department at this time.
Chief, I know, could you talk to us about grants or funding for that department?
So the grants have been transferred. I'm going to refer to the treasurer. She's available. Previously, they were in 34. They've been moved to a separate budget code for the fire department, specifically the special teams, such as the hazmat, tech rescue, and marine. So they will still be monitored and maintained by those divisions within the fire department. However, they ultimately fall into REMA for some administrative duties, but they have been transferred out to a separate budget code. If Ms. Proger is available, she should be able to comment further on that.
Okay. Is she available? Or Brian?
In this code, there used to be a number of fire grants to the RIMA agency. Those have been moved over to 38 in the interest of transparency.
Okay. Can you just review those that would apply to this department?
There are none applying anymore, right?
So are you saying there are no grants for EMA? Or is there a crossover?
They're usually fire. For equipment, for overtime, there might be a little bit for police, but it's not in here.
Okay. So I'm just wondering if any of this department's budget, I know it was moved here into another line.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Is there any other questions on the EMA budget? Councilman Corley.
Can someone please explain what the professional services are that are in the budget?
Are you referring to temporary services, 34-140? Or 30, I'll say professional services, 34-360. As I noted, the line item has been added. So last city council meeting, it was approved for the purchase of workforce software, specific product being CrewSense. So we were able to find the money in this budget code this year, and moving forward based upon needs, we specifically moved it out to that 360 to separate it from 354 for the purposes of transparency.
Okay, so that professional services is the software, because I get confused many times. The professional services, I'm used to having it be legal expenses. And the second question that I had is, there was the capital expenditure for Homeland Security last year was $45,000. This year is zero.
That's what the treasurer was referring to. Those have been moved to 38. That falls within the grant and the reimbursement from REMA for those fire teams, hazmat, tech rescue, marine. So it's been removed from 734,797 into 38, which will be a separate budget code specifically for those fire grants from REMA.
And where in the budget was it moved to? Is it still under emergency management or?
Department 38 fire grants.
I'm sorry.
Department 38 fire grants. I'll get page 36.
Okay. And I know that you, were all the grants moved to the fire department rather than through the EMA, because there are nothing in under the EMA concerning grants?
Correct. So those grants that used to fall within this emergency operations, emergency management, as they relate to the fire department, have been moved. So they've been moved from 34,797 to 38 fire grants.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any other questions from council members? Any questions from members of the public? If not, we'll move on to DPW administration.
DPW administration can be found on page 58 of the general fund and page 34 of the personnel supplement.
Good evening. My name is Matthew Salitro, Director of Public Works for the City of Warwick. I will be presenting the department budget to this honorable body. The overall requested budget for the Department of Public Works for the fiscal year 2020 is $17,396.897.
Could you tell us about vacancies in your department?
Okay, so following last night's suit, we'll go with the administration. I have one vacancy. This year, the department underwent a restructuring in which we eliminated one position and created a new position, which is a public works technician assistant.
I couldn't hear you. A public works?
Public works technician assistant.
And what's that job consist of?
That's going to be research, grant writing, funding. We're going to do some filing, things of that nature.
And I noticed that salaries had gone up about $10,000. Is that in accordance with the contract?
Or? Correct. And that'll be for the union obligation and a step increase for one employee that's in administration now.
Matt, what did you say your overall budget was?
My overall budget is $17 million. No? Oh, just on admin? I'm sorry. I thought you meant the overall budget for the Department of Public Works.
No, on
I'm sorry.
62,100
line items. For administration, it's $232,843.
And just so we're clear, we're all on page 58. Yes, okay. Is there any questions on page 58? Yes, Councilman Qualley.
What was the amount that was spent for asphalt on 63290?
Yeah, Councilman, that's in a different budget code. I could address that when we get there. Now we're in administration now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Is there any questions from council members on administration? Page 58. Any questions from members of the public on page 58, administration, DPW? If not, we'll move on to DPW Highway.
So DPW Highway has a current budget of $8,673,149. We have six vacancies. This department has a 3.91% reduction due to decrease in budget codes overall in the amount of $353,141.
So Matt, when you talk about the overall budget reduction, is that line item, the 63850, is that what you're talking about, $3,155,000?
No, not at all. Actually, it's a multiple of line items that equal that dollar amount for the savings.
Okay. And those came out of each. Oh, go ahead, Brian.
I'm sorry, just to clarify on that, what Matt was speaking about with regards to the budget reduction, he was looking at what is proposed as $8,673,149 against the current adopted budget for FY19 of $9,026,290. That is the delta. That's the savings that Matt was referring to.
So could you just walk me through that, what line items you're referring to?
I'm sorry, in this line item, the 63,850 within the current year, FY19?
Brian.
Okay.
For whatever reason, this is echoing in here, so I apologize. So could you speak a little bit slower?
Sure. So 63,850, that is again...
850, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That is within the current year, FY19, that has a revised budget of $3,155,000.
Okay.
The bulk of that is from within the asphalt budget for the city, which was from 63,290. That had an adopted budget of $5 million and is now at a revised budget of 1.9.
And what's the revised budget?
I'm sorry?
1.9?
It is currently at 1.9.
Okay.
That was, again, when the city was facing some lawsuits and dire straits in terms of the financial situation. The mayor implemented a spending freeze to control spending and set funds aside to ensure the city was in a good position should any of these problems materialized.
Okay, and when was that spending freeze put in?
The mayor instituted that austerity line item in the budget shortly after he took office, I want to say a month after he took office, immediately after looking at the budgetary storms in front of him. He did put in place this austerity package that took place over every line item and every department director's purview. In this case, you can see that the budget that DPW is presenting is less than last year. And I think the department director, along with the mayor, has worked really closely to try to provide the most amount of services for the least amount of taxpayer dollar. And I think that's what you see here.
So, spending year to date in the paving budget is 1.9, or is that what's anticipated for the end of the year?
For 63,290, what has been spent to date is, well, what's the net effect that's been spent
to
date?
Yeah, it says year to date, 1,861,465, and then it says forecast 2 million. So that implies to me that there's more paving before the end of the year, or am I wrong? Matt.
Mr. President.
Yes.
As you're aware, we got hit with some decisions this year and financial obligations that were not properly forecasted in the past. One of them being the shortfall that schools have been seeking prior to our mediation process, the other being an arbitration award which goes back prior to this administration. When we knew we were facing these items, we cut back, we froze, because we didn't know which way a mediator was going to rule. We didn't know how much an arbitrator was going to award. Had we not taken that austerity posture of securing our assets and pulling things together, an adverse ruling would have resulted in a detrimental result in the city that people like to talk about but really don't know what the background. Fortunately, we were able to overcome that. Since that has been overcome, the freeze has been released, and we are commencing with our asphalt program. In accordance with the contract that was issued and that is valid through August of this year, though there was an attempt by contractors to amend certain provisions of that contract, we will adhere to the contract that exists on the books. So we look forward and going forward with a program that this city has not seen for a multitude of years. If you noticed yesterday when you went over your legislative budget and the council claims, they were less. They were less because the roads are in better shape. There's less claims coming through. That's why they were less. Many of our residents, some of them may not have had their road repaved, but I can assure you they've traveled over a road or they know someone whose street has been repaved. We plan on continuing with that program, taking a proactive approach. So, yes, we slowed the process down a little. The process is now in forward gear, and we plan on proceeding with our end goal, and that is better roads throughout the city and a proactive approach to addressing the much neglected roads over the years. Thank you, sir.
So just to follow up on your comments, it was not too long ago that we both sat here and the budget was $100,000 for road resurfacing. And I would ask, I think it was Mr. Picozzi when he would come here, how long would it take to repave the roads at $100,000 a year? If we got close to $1 million, I was ecstatic, never mind $2 million. I also, as well as you, put in a lot of time with those negotiations with the school department when the Carullo action was filed. We met all last fall. The suit was withdrawn. When they withdrew the suit, they agreed to enter into binding mediation. It was the first time that the city, that I can recall, had access to the full books and records of the school department without there being some sort of road blockage. I get that many people will say we have things to do on our side, and we do. I think we all acknowledge that. And I intend to move forward with those issues, and I think I've been outspoken, as well as the discussions that we had in February about the state of the city and having for the first time a state of the city address. I don't see any alternative other than what had happened, not knowing when the school department went into mediation with us that they were requesting $4.1 million, that if we had spent that as a city, what do? We dip into the surplus? So it's surprising to me, and I think it was surprising to the administration also, that when we went into the books and records, we saw that what we did. And at the end of the day, there was a $4.1 million savings because of that mediation. Of course, I haven't heard too many people say anything about the time and effort that we put into that to reach a fair and equitable compromise. But I was very proud of the work that we put in, the time and effort that it took, and that we came to a fair and just result. And that wasn't our opinion, Mr. Mayor. That was an outside third party. So I get there's an expenditure there of money, but my question was, and I believe you answered it, there are additional pavings before the end of the year. But considering the circumstances that we were all in, I don't know what other alternatives there would have been.
And if I may, Mr. President, some things we seem to forget, and that is we've just celebrated our one-year anniversary in office. We've accomplished, from both the legislative branch and the executive branch, we've accomplished a lot in the city in a positive direction. And you will have people that won't bring those things out because it's not sensationalism, it's not popular to do. I know we don't toot our own horns, nor will I, ever. Or yourself, we're very humble, we do the job we're elected to do. But I want to commend not just the colonel that was up earlier, but our DPW director, Matt Salitro, because in addition to many other retirements that we've seen through this last year, Mr. Salitro, I think it was my second or third month in office, that the DPW director from the prior administration decided that he was going to retire. And I tapped upon Mr. Salitro to take on that task. He embarked on a road paving program that was 20 years stale. He greased the wheels. He oiled the mechanism to get this going. I'm sure it was bumpy at the initial, but those bumps have since been smoothed out. And yes, we accomplished a lot last year. I anticipate accomplishing even more this year, and I commend him for his hard work.
Councilman Lattisaw.
Matt, in this, the asphalt budget, is there any monies that we have gotten from the grid? Were they paving with us at the same time? And if so, what were those amounts?
Yeah, so the total number that National Grid, the reimbursement, hold on one second. So the total reimbursement from National Grid was $875,697.86, which brings us to a net that we spent on paving of $2,661,163.19 million, or in lane miles, that'd be close to 10 miles of road, given a 26-foot width.
So we had $1.9 million before. We've got $875 now. So wouldn't that be more like $2.75 million?
I'm having a hard time hearing you, sir. I'm sorry.
I said initially we just said we spent $1.9 million on asphalt. We've got a reimburse, I'll call it, from the grid at $875. So wouldn't that number be closer to like $2.8 million?
I have it at $2.6 million with the reimbursement from grid.
Okay. And in your salaries, is there anything beyond contractual included in that 5.38 increase?
No, sir.
Okay. And your electricity, that has gone up somewhat. And the particular reason for that budget increase?
For fiscal year 2017, I have the electricity at $64,000. It's $64,018. $65,000 would be the year-end forecast for this year as well.
Now, I realize that, but you had a revised budget of $60,000, and as of May 13th, you had an expended budget of $50,000 with a forecast of an additional $15,000 in a month and a half or so to bring you to $65,000. So I'm going from your revised budget of $60,000 to $65,000. You're anticipating increases in your cost of electricity. Is that it?
I believe that if you're looking at the expended now, and I'm not sure if any incumbent got posted, but Brian could speak to that.
Councilman, I would be happy to verify this for you, but I believe the $49,000, that is, there is a lag on the electric bills. It's probably, even though it's the information is as of 5/13, there's probably a few weeks to a month where this is probably about 2 months worth of bills still remaining on that $49,000.
I'm just coming back to the question. It's an 8.3% increase off the revised budget of 60. I'm just asking the question, are we assuming that there's going to be an increase in electricity consumption? That's all.
Councilman, I believe I will again verify this for you tomorrow, but I believe this line item was reduced as in the revised budget that you're seeing, $60,000. This was originally an adopted budget of $65,000 and was reduced as part of the budget reduction plan. So that was part of it. The other aspect, as Matt mentioned earlier, you look at the actuals over the last 2 years, both have been over $64,000 for actuals. That was the rationale of budgeting $65,000 for FY20, or a proposed budget of $65,000 in FY20.
Thank you.
Councilman Snappy had his hand up first. Councilwoman Little.
So line item 63377, snow removal. It looks like it's consistently budgeted at over 100,000, but we're never even really coming close to that mark. So why are we budgeting it at 125 again?
Councilman, the reason it's pretty static with the $100,000 is you can't really predict what you're going to have for snow. This year, knock on wood, I was blessed as my first year to have a light amount of snowfall. But if you looked at the trend when the snow did come, it was it was on a holiday or it was on a Sunday. So I got whacked every time it snowed. So as good as we are in administration, we can't predict when it's going to snow.
Councilwoman Travis.
Yes,
it's
getting under control. Now, with all the heavy rains we've got, and the water's just sitting there, we have a problem with heating. So you're eliminating that completely? Do you have backup material to deal with mosquitoes, or is it just being eliminated out of the budget? Because I haven't had any to know if that's going to be concerned.
The thought process for that was we were going to reach out to the state and see what they had for mosquito control. They could do it much more cost effective than we could, and the distribution would be a lot better.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Matt, yes, I would also just like to speak on the snow removal, because during this past winter, you and I had a bunch of meetings with snow, and it was always on the weekends. And every time we met, you said, I'm going to get crushed with overtime on snow removal. So I had that note here in my budget report. Initially, it's you look at it and you say, whoa, but the facts are the facts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt, could you talk about tipping fees are going up $120,000-some. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Do you want to move on to sanitation, sir?
No, I wanted to talk about tipping fees.
Right.
They went up to about 100. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Then I jumped ahead. I apologize.
Okay.
We don't have to talk about that right now. We'll wait till that line item comes up. Councilman Ricks.
Returning to the asphalt budget. First, I just wanted to make sure to commend the department for its work on this. We have seen so many over the last decade plus, before the current administration took office, of half-paved roads. And I remember that there being times at the Norwood Neighborhood Association where neighbors would rightfully complain that, hey, we have this road, the entire road was in bad shape, half of it got repaved, basically one side, one curb, but the other half was in just as bad shape, and it didn't get paved at the same time, and that leads to, of course, inefficiency, and it's just not a good bang for the buck. And the reason, as I understand it, that was happening in the past was because a utility coming through to replace pipes or lines would be obligated to pay for that half. And then if the city desired to have the entire road repaved, the city would have to chip in, and that money was not being allocated for that purpose. Well, this last year, I think we've all seen every road that is being repaved is repaved curb to curb. So that's just very encouraging to not have, well, to have that practice changed, to no longer have that, well, beyond a nuisance, just physical embodiment of government not functioning that everybody sees on a daily basis in front of their houses and as they drive up and down the streets. I know that unfortunately there's a lot of those half-paved roads from the last decade plus, but it's fantastic to see the new roads being paved curb to curb, just more efficient, better in every respect. My question is that I've heard speculation from some that it would be impossible for the city to spend $4.5 or $5 million on paving in a year. Now, I know that there is certainly the need for it. I think the director stated that the approximately $2.6 million total between the National Grid allotment with its obligations toward repaving roads that it caused to be dug up, and the city's spending combined repaved about 10 miles of roads. And I think that looking not just at Ward 2, but I would imagine looking at just about or every single ward in the city, we can find about 10 miles of roads that are that have not been paved in at least 20 years and are in sore need of it. So we all know that the need is there. It's also my understanding that the repaving is not performed by city employees, but rather through contractors. So could you please address that speculation that it would be impossible for the city to spend that kind of money on repaving roads?
Yes, thank you, Councilman. As I stated earlier, the road paving contract that we have in place is good through August of 2019. We will be going out for an RFP again to cover the period beyond August, but it's our expectations that even with the bumps in the road that we had last year, that those bumps are smoothing out this year so that the Department of Public Works will be able to identify the roads to be repaved by the private contractor that's currently in place and remains in place to do so.
Thank you.
Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to speak to this asphalt as well, but in a different term. Sitting on the public safety, we paid so many payments out to people who came in with claims. There were many potholes. And I'll speak directly to that concerning my ward in a moment. I know that this is something that is a direct point to the constituents. This is something that is a direct service to and a cost savings. As far as I see, this is an investment in cost savings. Our city vehicles have to drive on these roads. If they're hitting potholes, that can put them out of commission. Our taxpayers' cars are driving on these roads and they hit potholes, we have to pay for the repairs of the tires. They have to pay. I remember the second meeting we had in this chamber, the second meeting of January of 2017, where I was a freshman councilman and our mayor was then the council president, and a gentleman came up and the only thing he wanted to say in that microphone at the stand was, please pave Stillwater Drive. Please pave Stillwater Drive. Stillwater Drive goes from Warwick Avenue all the way to Rodney, and it's about a good mile and a half stretch. And when I tell you it's like driving on a minefield, that's what it was. We had to swerve everywhere. The previous administration ignored all the requests. I am so grateful that the current administration under Mayor Solomon and under Director Salitro, it got paved. It got done. It was one of the final projects they did before the winter came in. And I can't tell you how grateful the people are that they just got the road in. It was actually kind of sad that they were so grateful that, you know, they couldn't believe it was done. And when you think about that, I remember the mayor made a comment. He goes, isn't it unfortunate that people are excited and unbelievable, like they consider it unbelievable that a project like this would be done. This is a good investment. Anything having to do with, you know, the artery of our city is these roads. That's how we get the services to where we need to go. That's what our rescue trucks, our fire trucks, our police cars, our city trucks, and every commercial company that is paying taxes in the city utilizes our road. And I appreciate and I will support this because I know it can be done and I know we can pave it. Like the councilman said next to me, it affects all of our wards. They are long overdue and it needs to get done. So thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Corley.
The budget reduction of 3.155 million, that was that all taken from the asphalt line item, or was it just 3.1 million that was taken from the asphalt item?
3.1 million was taken from asphalt and 55,000 from a few other accounts. 5,000 from electricity, 50,000 from snow removal, and and that's it. And then the 3.1 from asphalt.
And did that money go into the part of the budget that is labeled as restricted funds for contingency items from the problems that were inherited from the previous administration?
Yes, they were the funds stay within the budget, but they are in a restricted account that cannot be spent for those reasons, yes.
And the question I have is, on the asphalt, it says that the year-end forecast is $2 million. Has the $100,000 been transferred back into the budget in order to pay that?
That has not been done yet, but that can be done. That has not been done yet, but that can be done quickly.
Okay. And could you explain again, I don't understand how we get the payment from National Grid. Do they write us a check for that amount, or do they do that amount of paving?
When we pave, we take on the responsibility for National Grid and what they've done. And such, we pave to their furthest sin. We'd agreed upon a dollar amount that they would pay us per square yard. We incorporate that into our monies that we have in our budget, this being the $1.9 million that we spent. They came back with $800,000. Part of the agreement is that we do the administration and the contract oversight for National Grid. So we go out and we determine what the limits of construction, what the limits of the reparation of the roads are going to be, and that's where National Grid comes in. So it's all done by a square foot price for National Grid. They grab onto our units, which is a publicly bid contract, and then we move on from there.
And is that done by the contractor that we hire to do our paving?
No, sir. That's done strictly in-house with engineering and the administration for Department of Public Works. We determine the limits and the quantities.
Thank you.
Councilman McAllister.
Thank you very much. I also wanted to touch upon the asphalt expenditure, whereas the top two issues that I hear in Ward 7 is Buttonwoods, let's reopen Buttonwoods, and the roads. And when we have the roads, when they're getting paved, people are excited about that. They actually see that the city is out there doing something. The neighbors want to know when their road's going to get done. It does cause one issue, then people speed on the brand new paved roads, and then we get calls on that, but that's a good problem to have, I tell them. I said it's better than hitting the potholes. And we have the police department out there giving everybody warnings, let them know. But this is something that I think is important. The council president had mentioned that just a few years ago, $100,000 was in this light item, $100,000. And how many, Councilman Rolla, how many miles of roads do we have?
I just remember calculations of around 150 years to repave roads. And while you're on the subject, at one time we were actually considering a $5 million bond to help get us restarted because we were so far behind. The previous administration just relied on contracts for sewer, Kent County Water, National Grid, and whatever other public utilities were out there would piggyback on those bids, if you will. Sometimes they would repave half a road. Sometimes they didn't have to repave a road at all. Mm-hmm.
So this is a major policy change and a major investment in our infrastructure. This is a very important light item. I believe it is quality of life. It is something that people are always asking us about. They're contacting us, and we are responding by putting a large amount of money. I understand that, but this is an investment, and it's an investment that's going to last, too. I mean, we pave these roads, then we move on to the next ones, and those roads, it's very important, and again, this is... Other than Buttonwoods, this is the most calls that I get, emails that I get. I sit in. I was on the Public Safety Committee 2 years ago with the requests of coming in, people trying to get to work, people driving home in the rain. They swerve, they hit it, and then it just ruins your day. It ruins your night, and this is a quality investment. My other question is on the sand line item, on sand. Is it correct we can't hold the sand if we have leftover sand? Doesn't it go through after a year? We have to use it for something else?
That's incorrect, sir. We actually hold the sand in a pile till next year.
Okay, so you can hold on
yes,
to it. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why you're able to kind of keep the costs on that, because I believe that light item, no increase, correct?
Correct.
Nice. Okay. And... I think that's it. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiso.
Thank you, Mr. President. To go to Councilman Ricks's comments about folks saying that you can't spend or do $5 million worth of roads, I've heard those same comments, Councilman, and I think there's a big difference between can't do the roads, which is what the previous administration said or did not do, and what this administration can do. So, yes, if you have the money, you have the vendors, we certainly have the need, we'll get the roads done. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. So to say we can't, it takes you a day to do a driveway. That's a full rip. Do binder, do processed gravel, do your asphalt. It takes you a day to do a driveway, and that's more complicated than a cut and redo. But Matt, I'm assuming that you have multiple vendors, you know, online doing roads. It's not just a vendor, or is it just one vendor?
Well, currently we have Cardi Corporation, and as the mayor stated, the contract will be up in, at the end of August, so we're gonna seek out multiple vendors to do it. Just to put it in perspective, Councilman, over an 18-week period, we spent the $2.6 million that reflects in the budget, and that was a pretty aggressive time coming into the winter. Now we're coming into a better season for paving, so I could effectively sure. pave from now up until December 17th, restart at April or March or April 17th, depending on the weather, and then go till the end of the fiscal year. So I'm pretty confident when I say I could spend $4.5 million unless you want to give me more.
I have no doubt. Matt, I did have one other question. It's a good thing, but I'm curious as to why there's such a significant drop in your water usage, 63304. 63304.
You want to speak to that, Brian?
I'm sorry, what line item was that? I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
63304 on page 60. The revised budget was $7,000. The year-end forecast is $500, and the austerity budget is $1,000. I'm just curious as to how are you able to reduce this much water consumption? Or maybe why were you using so much before?
Councilman, so we're splitting off Parks and Recreation from the Department of Public Works. Majority of the water usage goes to fields. So it's pretty safe to say that I'm going to use 1,000 and they're going to use the remainder of it.
Okay, that explains it. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, yes. One of the initiatives when he first came into office is top of the line infrastructure in the roads. We just discussed that. We're also looking at getting back to our parks and recreation fields that have been neglected since the 1960s. The mayor's initiative, which is net neutral, actually is a little negative, split apart the parks and recreation. You'll see that water usage in that budget as we go forward, and we'll be able to discuss that. Just wanted to clarify
Good.
That.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, ma'am, are there any
vacancies
in the highway?
Yes. Yes, there are. I have six vacancies currently.
Any other questions? Yes, Councilman Sinapi.
So the same question I had for snow removal, except for this time for salt. I assume the answer is the same as well.
Correct, Councilman. It's tough to predict the amount of salt that we're going to use based upon how much it's going to snow.
Got it. Thank you.
Is there any other questions from council members? Any questions? Yes, Councilman.
And on the salt, can you reuse the salt from year to year?
Councilman, yes, I can. They're both mixed together currently in a pile, waiting for next year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Just for clarification, this is brand new, has never been used before, if that's what you're asking.
Matt. We had just passed some legislation and put forth some funds regarding computer systems and monitoring of employees, etc. Is that something that your department has looked at also?
My department has, we've reached out to several vendors and we have bids coming back for the administration to review for camera systems and scan card systems.
And that's something that's you're implementing, in the process of implementing those procedures.
I am. We're trying to pick the most cost-effective software and something that we can utilize for every employee and make it relative to when they scan in, we can have an actual time clock, an electronic instead of such a paper copy, a paper trail.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other questions from members of the council? Is there any questions from members of the public? Just identify yourself for the record.
Half way, the other half. Now, like you said, they are doing the whole curve. still have it. So I'm kind of at a loss of understanding while you're there, do it rather than after you do it later to come back. So I was just wondering why curb to curb doesn't also go from end to end on a short street where the block wasn't dashing to the lane. I was worse than the national big spot.
Mr. Simino, I think it almost answered your own question. So what we're doing is we're going with the National Grid obligation right now, and then we're going to drop back, see what we have for monies left in the budget, and then mobilize to do, quote unquote, the last third of Brush Neck that needs to be done. So if I went down Brush Neck and then I took a right onto another road, where would I stop is the question. So right now we're concentrating on getting the most bang for our buck out of the paving budget with in conjunction with National Grid.
I waited about a month before I contacted anybody just to see what happened, because I'm a person that likes people to take initiative. So I waited, because as Oakland Beach ends at the top of the bay and goes into the parking area, there was a crater that would have swallowed my car. Okay, on the way out, Burr Avenue to Suburban Parkway, there was like four of them, and you had to weave through them. And I waited a month while I watched fire trucks, police trucks, city vehicles, all drive around these things. And I waited for a month. Now, in my previous profession, we had the third shift of the police department when I was on, the third shift of uniform patrol, so that they didn't go sleep behind a building somewhere. And we got our bang for our buck. Their job was to report lights out, potholes on their district, their area. And they would turn it in, and it would get turned into the DPW. So is there any policy that's in place throughout either DPW or the city? Or maybe one could be started from the department heads down, saying, hey, if you see a crater, call somebody and get somebody there. And that's my only question. Is there something like that that's going to take place in the new administration?
Well, what we have from day one, Mr. Simino, we have been fielding calls in the mayor's office, in DPW, in the council liaison's office. And they're all centralized into the DPW office, and they're tracked so that when the calls come in, for instance, a pothole on Brush Neck Cove somewhere, if a call comes in for that, the work is assigned, the pothole's filled, and everyone checks it off their list. Now, it's tough to have your finger on everything, but we rely on the general public to call us. And I can tell you, since I've taken office, thousands of calls, thousands, have come in. Whether my office is called the Department of Public Works Highway Division, or whether the council liaison's office is contacted, those items are being done so rapidly and so quickly, and they're being addressed to the point where people call back, polite people call back and say, thank you, I can't believe how fast it's got done. And that doesn't just apply to filling a pothole, but that applies to picking up refuse or debris that may have been fallen off a truck in the middle of a road or a tree down. I can tell you that I've seen a positive attitude throughout the city in our employees serving the general public. And they're doing a great job. The reason I know that is because people are calling back my office and the council office saying, thank you, I can't believe how quickly that was addressed or corrected. So we have our police officers, when they see things of that nature, they call it in. When we send someone out to patch a hole, if there's a hole 10 feet away, they don't walk away until they get a complaint. They patch that hole too. They take the initiative to use common sense in approaching this. And I'm very proud of the work they've done under the leadership and direction of some of our new directors. And hopefully that's a sign of positive things to come for our city.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the answer. I did use the online pothole service once, and it worked. Well, it might have worked because I contacted Mayor Avedisian at the same time. So whether he did it, but I even thanked him because it might have been him that did it. Yeah. But my point is, I don't want to wait for the public to call. While there's all these people driving around with the city emblems, just contact somebody, you know what I mean? Just contact somebody and save the public from having to call. Thank you very much.
Okay.